Are humanitarian efforts keeping up with the scale and pace of the emergency in Syria?
Well, what we have in Syria is a situation where we think that about 4 million people inside of the country need help, 2 million of them internally displaced, which means that they've gone into other communities, they're staying with friends and family, or they're staying in places like schools, in communal shelters. Plus, you have over 700,000 people who are registered as refugees in neighboring countries. And we are seeing, for example, on the border with Jordan, an average of 3,000 people a night that are crossing. So it is very difficult for us to keep pace with that level of exodus from the country, but also to keep pace with the impact of the conflict inside the country itself. Syria is a difficult operating environment. Security remains difficult. We have a number of operating partners, but they are not nearly enough. We have, as the United Nations, to ensure that we are negotiating with the different organizations on the ground so that we can get to people in need wherever they are in Syria. I am very mindful that there have been criticisms that we are not doing nearly enough in opposition-controlled areas. I don't think it's as straightforward as that, because what you have is an urban crisis with towns and cities where you have neighborhoods which are controlled by government, some controlled by opposition, and a lot of disputed areas. But even with that, I think we can and must do more to forge relationships on the ground that enable us to move more freely between the lines that are government-controlled and those that are opposition-controlled. And we have to do our best to meet the needs of people who are absolutely desperate. We need resources to do that. We need greater capacity to do that. We need more partners on the ground to do that. But at the end of the day, the thing that will make the major difference is an end to this conflict, a political solution which we all hope will come sooner rather than later, and an international community that really agrees on what that solution is to help to bring the stability and the security that the Syrian people are looking for.
Are we any closer to that political solution?
I'm very mindful that at this point in time that we do not appear to be, that the international community seems to be stuck. I have a great deal of admiration for my colleague Lakhdar Brahimi, who has basically been working with the Security Council, with the neighboring countries, been talking to the Syrian authorities, to the opposition, trying to find some way of brokering a solution to this crisis. It has to happen. I mean, my colleague Navi Pillay is now talking about 70,000 people who have died since the start of this conflict. This is not something that we as a world want to see. We should not be overseeing something like this. A political solution is necessary, and we need it as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.